you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Lyle.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or possibly at crabdiving.com. where all the other great stuff here on the network lives. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the ear hole and brain time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, America, to Crab Diving. And to the GOP, I say, suck a dick, baby.
Yeah, all kinds of GOP shititude in the news in massive tsunami waves today.
They really suck.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. We might as well just dive in, because I'm sure everything we're going to be screaming about and yelling about and bitching about is going to be in the headlines also. So let's see what's going on in our headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 4th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey.
Huffington the Post. Huff Post.
God. Douchey.
Way to fuck up our news intro.
Well, just like, way to not be cool. It's not cool. Huff Post?
Yeah, I don't...
Huff.
Yeah, it sounds like you're inhaling gold paint from Sherwin-Williams.
It sounds like you're pandering to a bunch of shit millennials, honestly.
Oh, dear God. The headline at the Huff Post is a photograph of Schittler... surrounded by all the Republicans, and oh dear God, it looks like a kind of a North Pole scene.
So much white.
January. Seriously, I don't know if this was taken today or whatever, but it's Trump at the microphone, surrounded. Looks like he's outside the White House. It's probably them crowing about passing the AHCA or whatever. The horrible repeal Obamacare vote.
Yes.
That passed. The headline says House votes to let him die. I don't know if this was taken today with all of the Republican House members, or many of them standing behind Trump.
Yes.
There's Vice President Pence. There's the leader, McCarthy, and just a sea of white assholes. Just
pucker, 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 pucker
and millions of people
yes
to be sent into bankruptcy again
right
or die.
Yeah, what do you there think? You what does the GOP hate most about women and poor people?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't get it. And then women and poor people vote for them.
God.
Let's explain that.
Jesus. I'll explain it. Jesus. religious hoogity-boogity bullshit.
Yeah, religion and guns and all the shiny social issues.
Yeah, guns.
After years of promises and delays, House Republicans passed their version of Obamacare repeal and replacement. They passed it 217 to 213. 20 Republicans voted no. Not one single Democrat did.
No. You damn right.
Voted for it, I mean.
You know. You Democrats, nobody better vote for this shit in the Senate, motherfuckers.
Democrats are torn. Some Democrats are like, bring it. They're happy now that the Republicans have, like Nancy Pelosi said, tattooed this evil to their forehead.
This is yours. Good.
Yeah. You voted to kick your constituents off of health care. You voted to make people with pre-existing conditions, make it infinitely harder for them to get care or ridiculously expensive.
Wait, what world are we fucking living in where these fuckheads get elected over and over again? And this is the first time where they pass. This isn't the first time they pass something that hurts their voters. Right? I mean, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Democrats are not happy that they're gutting Obamacare, whatever.
Yeah.
But they also believe that this ridiculous bill, which they took the bill that was too conservative,
yes,
for every sane person on the planet, and they made it more conservative to make the T-fucks, the freedom fucks,
yes,
caucus, the freedom cunkus. Cunt kiss to make those assholes, those evil, heartless dicks.
Yes.
To make them happy.
Ooh.
So they got enough of them to flip
they turned right.
We're going
to
fuck more people over. We're going to kick more people off. Well, now I'm happy.
But it's pointless. They put together something that ain't going to pass the Senate. So like
it'll unlikely to pass the Senate, and some of the moderate Republicans now, they think that this legislation is just going to be a giant albatross now around the neck of the
fucking
of the purpley state or purpley district members. That rightfully so. I hope every Democrat and every Republican who's going might lose health care.
Right.
Mobilizes and votes every one of these fucks out of office.
There's no way a Democrat in the Senate is going to vote for this, right? There's no fucking way.
No.
And you know what?
Unless Manchin, we need to primary Manchin.
Let me tell you something.
In massive
what
ways.
We should have done after that fucking Iraq resolution vote to go to war when the Democrats, some Democrats voted for that shit, we should have taught them a lesson.
Well, there was only one that didn't, right?
I don't know.
Wasn't there only one senator that voted no?
Yeah, Byrd.
Or
am I stoned?
Was it? Anyway.
Yeah, but in the past, we don't really punish these people for that. So Manchin, I if you vote for this in the Senate, I hope you choke on it, you fuckhead. God, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's like they put something together that they know isn't going to work, and they're taking a victory lap.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Even
if you're stupid. Even if you're a total dipshit, can you not see through this shit?
I lied. There was only one Republican voted no.
Yeah, this
on the resolution, but
Democrats.
29 Democrats voted yes.
They should have been punished. Honestly, they should have been primaried out of their fucking seat. All those people died in Iraq, and they just voted for bullshit. Stupid.
Only one of 49 Republican senators voted against the Iraq resolution. Senator Chafee.
Yeah.
Is that Lincoln Chafee?
I know not.
Of Rhode Island? It is. Lincoln Chafee. He ran this time, right?
I don't know. Or
this time he was in for like 10 minutes.
I don't know. You know
he ran as a Democrat.
Right. I don't know about Rhode Island, man. I don't know anything. Newport. That's the capital.
He was a Republican who flipped.
Yeah.
Then became a Democrat.
Wow.
And he was in early this primary with Bernie and Hillary and that other dude from Baltimore.
I don't know.
God, I've forgotten his name already.
You know what I know about Rhode Island? That Great White Webb. Concert. What?
Jim Webb.
Oh, okay.
Was the other guy. Remember the guy who's basically a Republican?
Yeah.
Who wants to send us to war and wants to...
Oh, what a dick. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But Rhode Island, isn't that where that Great White Concert happened and that horrible fire and everybody got trampled to death?
Oh, what? I don't remember what state.
Yeah. That's all I know about
it's
that
a tiny
state.
Tiny little wee state.
Wee
tiny little state. So there you go. The House has passed the heinous version of their repeal Obamacare, and they haven't even waited to get the score from the Congressional Budget Office. So
to see if it makes sense,
you know, in a couple of weeks' time, the CBO could come out and say it's going to cost us $20 trillion.
No, and it doesn't work.
And it doesn't work, right?
God, we live in a banana fucking republic, do we not?
Representative Daniel Webster of Florida was one of the last Republicans to flip to a yes. He changed after he got assurances from the president, vice president, and Eddie Munster that they would address his concern about Florida having to pick up a clawback in federal funding for seniors in nursing homes. Even though the fix isn't in the legislation and leaders haven't agreed on what they'll do. So the president and vice president were like, yeah, well, don't worry. We'll go to that.
All they care about is a win.
But it's not. They passed a giant steaming bowl of shit, handed it up to the Senate, who it's just not going to happen unless the Senate flushes it all down the toilet and starts over.
This is where Schittler has a real advantage. I mean, with his constituents, because they're all dumb as fuck. And they see this as a win. Like, symbolic wins are important to the part of America that's like the fuck you. You know, like fuck your feelings, those guys.
Yeah.
This is a win for them.
This is a lie. Representative David McKinley of West Virginia told reporters, "We already had the congressional budget score when we did the main bill. These are amendments that only perfect it and do not add costs." That's not true.
This is perfection?
If you're changing the coverage for pre-existing conditions in any way, it's going to have to be rescored.
Oh, shit.
He says it'll only get better.
What are you? What are those? The more you know commercials?
Well, yeah, it says
fuck you.
McKinley added the CBO score could only get better with these latest amendments. But when pressed how he knew that, he ignored the question.
You know,
so how, in what way, Senator? In what way, right. Representative, is it going to get better? How about them Bears? Or more like, how about that Crimson Tide?
Right. Fuck everybody.
No, wait, it's West Virginia.
West Virginia. Well, they don't have that. Do you know why? Because they don't have money to have college football.
Schools, yeah.
They don't even have water that you can drink there, right? Don't they have a problem? Or they had one?
The first amendment that they had put on this horrible bill, the first lipstick on the pig, brought 20 Freedom Caucus members.
Fuck you.
A lot, because it allowed states to opt out of a provision in mandating that they... cover people with pre-existing conditions.
God, he can opt out of that.
Mandating that they're charged the same as healthy people.
Okay.
And also the mandates that insurers have to cover 10, they call them essential health benefits, like lab services, maternity care, and emergency room visits. So now they're going to say, look at how cheap coverage is.
We don't pay for nothing.
Idiots are going to go out,
yes,
and they're going to say, I found one for 74 cents a month.
It doesn't do anything.
It covers nothing. Okay, your deductible is $100,000.
Yeah.
Your lifetime benefit is $50.
Maybe the GOP fuck faces, they were basing this coverage on medical technology from the Middle Ages. You know, because leeches are cheap. And witch doctors that...
Are they?
Oh, yes.
Where are you going to find... I defy you to find a cheap leech right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, maybe that Asian
apothecary.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Apothecary, yeah.
You know, we had a lake growing up in one of the houses we lived in, and my brother one time went swimming in it, came out big leech.
Ugh.
That's where you find him. It's no big deal. You just pull him off, throw him back in the water, then go swimming again.
As long as it's not on your dick.
Like in Stand By Me? Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert.
Right. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Pick up a copy of Stand By Me on VHS or Blu-ray. We get paid.
Tweet us during the show also at Crab Diving. Don't forget to join in the convo over at Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And we're also on Pinterest.
We're on Pinterest, baby.
Not frequently.
Yeah. Viva la resistance.
The other amendment.
Yes.
Called the MacArthur and Meadows Amendment.
Tim Meadows from
SNL
fame.
Has to do with setting up these high-risk pools for sick people, which is the one of the reasons Obamacare was created, because high-risk pools for sick people don't fucking work. They don't work. The high-risk pool, and there was one guy who said, literally, not figuratively, they figured out a certain person of a certain age with a certain condition.
Yes.
That a insurance company could charge like $10,000 a month in insurance. Because all the drugs and everything they need are $50,000 a month.
Oh, God. I listen. Hey, maybe if you're sick, what you do is you find out where your representative lives, go up in their house and fucking raid their medicine cabinet and take their drugs.
Good luck, yeah.
What the fuck?
All
they've got good
have
shit.
Is like Xanax and shit, yeah.
Oh, yes. This is stupid. It's fucking stupid. Does someone need to remind the GOP that the point of healthcare is to help people that are fucking sick?
Yeah. They lured a few of the dummies over to yes by promising to accept an amendment adding $8 billion over 5 years to be given to states that end up waiving these regulations. Now, meanwhile, they're just putting a provision in that says you can opt out. So sane states,
yes,
and blue states,
yes,
will not be kicking their people off of these provisions, I'm sure. They're not going to opt out.
Right.
Of the...
Like Florida, like Alabama, like Mississippi.
No, they can't wait for people to die.
Where all the fucking poor people are. It's ridiculous.
So they got $8 billion over 5 years, which is a drop in the piss bucket. It's nothing. It's nothing, literally,
God,
to cover all of this. They say it's going to cost... this isn't in front of me. I'm trying to remember from what some dude said last night on the telly. $300 billion over 10 years. So $30 billion-ish a year.
Yes.
To cover in subsidies.
Okay.
To help cover these people so that they could pay the ridiculous costs of these new high risk pools.
Well,
so we're still saying we're going to help people.
Yes.
But now the taxpayer costs are going to skyrocket for the subsidies.
Right.
Because the insurance companies are going to bend the country over the pinball machine.
Yeah. Hey, we're Jody Foster.
Repeatedly. And enjoy it, because they're going to be able to make more money.
Yeah.
More money. More bottom line.
You know what might have been easier? You know what really fucking frustrates me is this. We're talking in kind of hyperbole, because this ain't happening. This is not happening because the Senate will not pass this shit.
Well, but who knows what will pass?
What do you mean? Portions of this can pass?
They're going to try to cobble something together in the Senate and send it back down.
But what are they going to be able to do? I mean, the Democrats aren't going to fucking work with these guys.
It depends on what provisions. Like, certain provisions fall under that 60-vote rule, and some don't.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Some they can use something called reconciliation and just ferret fuck the Democrats with a 51-49 vote.
A good old fashioned ferret fucking, y'all.
Or 50-50 with
ferret fuck 'em
with Puritan Pence voting. Yeah.
Did you just make that up, or did you see it somewhere?
Insert funny animal name plus it. Fuck equals my humor.
Ferret fucking.
So in the original heinous version,
yes,
there was already to. Be factual here.
Hello.
On crab diving. There was already $100 and some billion in the deal for that.
For what?
For this slush fund.
Yes.
To give to states that opt out to help them cover the extra costs of these high-risk pools. But they're still, they said it was 300. There's still 120, 130 billion short, and they toss them eight in this amendment, and two of these idiots decide it's time to join the circle jerk.
Jesus fucking Christ. You know what? What we should be doing is fixing Obamacare to make it single payer.
Well, right.
And that's what would be happening had Bernie or Hillary been in fucking office. But no.
I saw something yesterday written by a small to medium business owner who has been screaming Obama tyranny for the last 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Obamacare is evil. It's socialism. Get your black hands off of me. That kind of stuff. Well, probably not that part.
Right.
But
well, you never know.
Owns a small business, has employees and everything. Worried as fuck. They have enough employees where they're mandated to cover them by Obamacare. And they're worried as fuck every year because their rates have been going up.
Right.
Which is why it needs to be reworked.
Yeah.
To keep those costs down. And this guy said he's been fighting with his wife for 8 years because she's said we need single payer. It's just that simple.
Your wife's right.
No, well, he agrees now.
Oh, now you agree with
his
fucking
around.
Wife.
He's like, now I get it. I agree.
You know what, dude? Your wife should fucking divorce you. She should leave your ass. You know why? Because you're stupid.
And he said, I realize this most recent iteration is a tax break for rich people, and you're just going to kick people off healthcare.
Oh,
wow.
I'm so shocked.
Wow.
You mean this is just for rich people, this thing Donald Trump fucking engineered?
Yeah.
And the evil fucking GOP?
And he said, I've been Republican because I'm anti-regulation. I'm pro-small business. Well, I also am anti-onerous regulations on small business. You know why small businesses have a lot of regulations? Because big businesses pay to buy legislators that will ferret fuck small business
right.
Because they don't want the competition.
You got a lot of ferrets. I mean,
they don't want the competition. I couldn't think of anything else.
No, I like
but
it.
They don't want to cut the competition.
I mean, I like the use of ferrets. I think it's, you know. Did you know anybody that had
big business is killing small business?
Absolutely.
Not onerous regulation.
Yeah.
It's onerous regulation sponsored by paid whores
right.
In the House and Senate.
Yeah.
And local House and Senate. State houses and Senate. It's the same deal.
You're just at a loss because I can't think of a more heinous fucking person that could have ran for president who had less to say about what he was going to do when he was president, except broad strokes and strokes, all these things that were based on racism and xenophobia and all this shit. But then he still gets elected, you know, nefariously, but he's in office. How do people vote? How are people with iPhones in their fucking pocket where they can read about whatever the fuck they want? They don't have to be ignorant. How do they vote for a guy like Schittler? How does it fucking happen?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just...
I really don't know.
I mean, you are right. We are getting ferret fucked.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better animal. You know that scene in The Big Lebowski when dude's sitting there? That's the best scene
probably
ever.
Make that noise while it's banging you.
That fucking guy. Well, they're overtly sexual animals, right?
The family I lived with for a while had an albino ferret.
Oh, jeez.
It looked like somebody took a giant white rat and just like, it was like Stretch Armstrong. Kind of squoze it out.
That's scary, dude.
It was cute as fuck. It was a sweet animal.
Little pink eyes.
Kind of weird. Did that when you play with him, he would curl up and go and bounce around. It was really like Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Oh, God.
Remember
I love
that ancient cartoon? Yeah.
Little mongoose that killed the shit out of those cobras.
That's right.
I hate snakes
very
so
violent.
Much.
Very violent. Let's see what's going on over to the Drudge Report. Shirley,
they love this.
Yeah, it's just
sure.
It's
there's fucking the shit out of their fleshlights.
Gross.
Are they happy?
It's a picture from. It might be that I think it's that rally from last week in Harrisburg.
Oh God!
When Trump, the promises made, promises kept rally.
Oh yes.
Promises made, promise kept.
Yeah, and he
Gorsuch
said,
was on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
There's your promise kept.
And then he said, oh yeah, we're gonna build a wall, maybe later, something like that.
But it's a picture of Schittler pointing to a person in the audience who's giving him the thumbs up. promises made, promises kept. He did it. He got rid of that evil Negro Obamacare. Says House repeals Obamacare. White House celebrates.
God, we're disgusting. It's so fucking stupid. It's gross that they're excited about this, and also stupid because I didn't know that they could pass parts of this with the 60 vote thing. That is depressing.
And in no way, without the 60 votes, and in no way will they, I don't even know where I was going with that. It's probably not going to pass, but they're claiming victory. That's the worst part. We won, we won, we won. Look at ha, 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 ha.
They are the people like Schittler and Paul Ryan and all those white fucking dickheads. They are the worst winners. That is a sign. That's a sign of your humanity when you can win gracefully.
Right.
Yeah. You hear that? All the other teams on our fucking softball league.
Who knows?
just saying, okay?
Really? You got some sore winners?
No.
Or sore losers?
No, we've won every game, yeah.
You're the sore winners.
No, they're the sore fucking losers. We win gracefully.
Do you?
You know? Yes, absolutely. Okay. I don't say shit. I let those little bitches heckle me all they want. Fuck them. I'm coming for you next week, motherfuckers. We got a bye on Sunday.
Didn't you mercy rule a couple of times?
Every game.
Seriously?
Every fucking game. You know why?
Wait, how many games?
Every game, 2 games. Mercy rule. We're going to mercy rule the next one. You know why? Because we hit the cutoff man every motherfucking time. Never out of position. Power bottom.
Always in position. So there you go. They're crowing. They're thrilled. They're happy over the Drudge Report. Oh, look, we're taking all those black people off of healthcare because that's the reason. You're not going to convince me otherwise. It's morons ultimately. Yeah. Racists.
Yes.
Ultimately voting to take brown people off of healthcare because they don't want their people. Their people are hardworking people who sometimes need a hand, Ryan.
And they're racist. Their people are racists. A lot of them.
Right.
And it is naive to look at a bunch of rich, white fucknuts and to think that what they want isn't rooted in some sort of racism. You're naive to think that that's not the case.
Right.
Crazy.
I'm sure Schittler will be just crowing about this victory, even though they know it's a corpse in the Senate.
Ooh.
And I saw something today. It said they're not even thinking about it in the near future. Like, it's not even going to get to the point where anything is going to get voted on in the Senate.
Yeah.
They're going to toss it to some subcommittee of a subcommittee, and it's just going to languish there.
Because they know it's a loser, and the longer, the bigger gap they have in between their loss, you know. I hope Melania went back to New York because, Schittler's going to have an angry, tiny orange boner over this.
Now he's going to try to strong arm the Senate or change the rules, right?
They need to change the rules. Fuck you. Simple majority.
Yeah, you see, that's what losers do. When you're not winning and you're a little bitch about it, you want to change the fucking rules.
Well, Harry Reid went nuclear.
Yeah, but Harry Reid's a Dem, and he was probably right.
But only for judge appointments. And he was kind of right. We had history on our side, which showed a historic and unprecedented and massive. I mean, by
unprecedented,
huge amounts before Schittler, huge amounts of obstruction from the Republicans. They refused to hear any judges.
Yeah.
Any. They were going to go for hopefully 8 years without approving one judge of Obama's.
Yeah.
Because they could.
And here's how the Republicans win. Here's how they got Gorsuch. They needed Putin's help.
They stole it.
They needed Putin's help to get anything done. You guys need your orange daddy. You need your cock holster and Putin to help you.
And it would be really interesting to see what would happen if in Schittler's third term, third year, a Supreme Court judge, I don't want it to happen, but a Supreme Court justice retires or something, then obviously the Democrats can say the same thing.
Well,
you can't confirm him.
Yeah, you can't.
But they will because they've already blown up the filibuster
for it.
So we won't be able to do fuck all for anything. But moral victory, which will mean nothing, is the Democrats will say, well, Trump doesn't get, it's the last year of his of his he's not doing well.
Yeah.
He might not last. You need to let the people speak. That's what Mitch the cunt said.
You need
to let people speak.
God. How does he have so much neck skin? Mitch.
I don't know.
Gobbler. He's the gobbler.
Sucking the life force from babies.
Suck. Man, we
That's
need
why
some.
They want him born.
Oh, yeah. I'm hungry. Have a kid.
Just evil. Evil all around. I'm embarrassed for our country. I'm embarrassed for, as a human, that...
Oh, my God.
That these assholes gleefully voted to hand billions and billions of dollars to their rich white buddies and literally kill people.
You know, man...
Kill people.
Well, like Jimmy Kimmel said, hey, you got a baby born with a hole in his heart, you better be fucking rich. Mm-hmm. If you're living in Trumpville, USA, because you're fucked otherwise. Say goodbye to that life that is supposedly precious in the eyes of these Republican fucking assholes.
Or even if you get it done by some emergency fund or whatever, say goodbye to your house, say goodbye to your car, say goodbye to anything forever.
Yeah, and why should it have to be like
right,
that?
Right. It's ridiculous. How many families have... been sent to bankruptcy that would have been fine were it not for medical bills.
Right.
A lot.
Absolutely,
then that,
man.
That's a shit stain
it's
on
so
our history
stupid.
As a country. We're evil. We're evil, greedy,
you know,
horrible people in this country.
You know, you ever seen the movie Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
And they keep saying we come in peace, but they just keep shooting everybody and frying them. That's what the aliens are going to do when they land, because we are deplorable.
Well,
we need to be vaporized.
Land. Why bother even fucking talking to us?
Oh, that's a good point.
Just to spray some shit in the air.
You know what, though? They look at us from space and like, God, these guys are fucking stupid. Let's go see what the fuck's going on. It's like a reality show.
Part two of Shit-tastic Thursday here.
Shit-tastic.
Is this ridiculous religious liberty order.
Ooh.
Fucking Trump signed.
God.
Today was the day of prayer, national day of prayer.
No, today's May the 4th be with you, right? Star
I would,
Wars
I
day.
Would love a... it's ironic it's on the same day. I would love... Is that irony?
Equal myth, baby.
I would love an actual national day of thought, day of reason, one day of actual reason from everyone here in the country would be amazing.
That's tough. I don't know how we're going to do that.
1 minute.
1 minute
of reason.
I'm sorry, Pat. We can't make that happen. Everybody's dumb as fuck.
So, Schittler. Again, creating evangelical jizz fountains by signing a long-awaited executive order on religious liberté.
If you toss a penny in the jizz fountain, what do you get, a wish? No, you get AIDS.
Yeah, a gay person gets a cramp or something.
Yeah.
A grand gesture.
Jizz.
But some conservatives are pissy. They're upset.
Fuck
they didn't
you.
Get their way. One of the worst things we were worried about in this executive order was that there was going to be basically a businesses get to hang no homos allowed signs up. If you don't want to bake a cake, you don't have to.
God.
If you don't want to do that, you don't have to. To which yesterday we tweeted, okay, for every I hope that for every no homosexuals served here sign that goes up,
right,
1,000 no Christians served here signs go up.
Or like, yeah. Or no straight people.
Right.
I'm not going to make a cake for the straight wedding. It disgusts me.
Yeah, it's against my religion.
Yeah.
Your marriage is against my deeply held religious beliefs.
I'm a dudist. Fuck you.
I don't think fat bigots like you should reproduce.
Absolutely.
It's against my religion.
Yeah, jeez. Let's get real.
He signed it to coincide with the National Day of Prayer.
Ooh.
So they're trying to weaken a regulation from an IRS regulation,
yes,
that keeps churches and other tax exempt groups from endorsing political candidates. Basically, a lot of people are saying on the telly that they're just going to turn churches into super PACs.
Super. Oh, we're Iran. Welcome to Iran.
Yeah.
Can I take your order? We're fucked.
Trump has asked the IRS to use maximum enforcement discretion when applying this law. This is the Republicans, how they scream bloody murder at when Obama said, we're not going to enforce the same-sex marriage laws. We're not going to send Justice Department. We're not going to send justice after marijuana smokers where it's legal. Right?
Absolutely.
That's the president using his executive discretion to say, well, we understand this is the law, but we're not going to work real hard to enforce it right now.
Yes.
Drove him nuts. Obama doesn't follow the law. Follow the law, you evil Negro.
Don't they understand that he's got to run a fucking country?
But now they're trying to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's Schindler's executive order is telling the IRS, you know, that law just kind of push those applications or push those complaints over to the side and let him sit there for a while. Well, yeah, that's part of the, yeah.
He can do that.
I think so.
He's like,
well, maybe. I'm sure people are going to sue.
God.
He said, as he signed it in front of a whole bunch of religious assholes, leaders at the Rose Garden. In the Rose Garden. Cinco de Mayo is stuck over at the Eisenhower building.
With Mike Pence.
He's got all these fuckwads at the Rose Garden signing their evil, let's turn everything into the Handmaid's Tale.
What's
executive order?
What's in the Eisenhower building?
It's probably just an office building with some kind of a hall or something.
That sucks, man. Mike Pence is charge of Cinco de Mayo.
Trump said, hola, amigos. Yo soy. Feliz. Trump said while signing this shit, we are giving our churches their voices back.
Right. Oh, come on. You're giving them their voices back. This is this fucking bullshit, non-existent war on fucking Christianity. It doesn't exist in this fucking country.
I'm hurt because that's proof that he doesn't listen to crab diving.
Oh, yes.
Because every fucking day we talk about these asshole religious leaders and their fucking voices screeching.
They got a voice.
Their giant. The giant megaphones they have that they get to use their media platforms and all that shit. That's all we scream about is the churches.
God, Trump.
And the leaders.
You're a cock holster for Putin and you're a cock holster for Jesus in this country. A big fat cock holster, just like Reagan.
Yeah. Kudos to Stephen Colbert, by the way, by saying he regrets none of it.
Oh, I love that. I fucking love it.
He started off by joking and saying, I'm the host. Wait, I'm still the host, right? Still the host. And he said, I said some things the other night about the president and I regret none of it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, basically.
Hey, Schindler, maybe you're Stephen Colbert's cock holster. Think about that. Who knows?
Not sorry.
I love it.
After Fire Colbert was trending.
Oh, please.
But again, I swear, when I looked through all the even most recent tweets, not even the top tweets or whatever. You look through the most recent tweets when that was trending. It was all people like us making fun of the butt hurt little snowflakes on the right and massive blinding hypocrisy of those on the right saying, "How dare he say cock holster on television? That's so vulgar." And you know, how many times did we hear the tape of grab him by the pussy?
If you want to talk about, that's homophobic. If you want to talk about, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of a stretch.
The GOP, they are offensive. I was offended when, what did Trump do? He eased off protection on trans people at schools.
All kinds of,
that's offensive.
The shit they did today
is offensive.
They're kicking 20 million people plus off of their health care.
Hey, explain to me how Paul Ryan and all those fucknuts are saying sexual assault is a pre-existing condition.
Somehow in that provision, they're going to be, I don't know. You shouldn't wear that skirt. Therefore, your insurance isn't going to pay for it.
If you're a woman.
Are deeply held. They would love to do that. Insurance companies that are, will suddenly have religion. Well, you know.
God.
She was wearing a low-cut blouse and our religious beliefs say that she then was asking to be raped, so we're not going to pay for that.
You know,
that's where they would love to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of them.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know, if you think about who Schindler is. Schindler is grab them by the pussy, and them means women. That's what he thinks of women as fucking bowling balls, and that's it.
And remember what he said, if you're famous, they'll let you do anything. ...... grab him by the pussy. Remember he said, I need a Tic Tac because I can't help myself because I just walk up and I have to kiss him. Blech. And they let you. They if you're famous, they let you do anything. Grab him by the pussy. And Billy Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little, Trump, you're
like
so
a little
funny.
Fuckhead. Billy Bush, at that point, was Trump's cock holster.
Yeah.
There's not a war on the church or Christianity. There's a war on women and gay people in this fucking country.
Typical Trumpian executive order fashion, there's also a vague promise of regulatory relief.
God.
For employers with religious objections to offering employees birth control coverage as part of their health insurance plans. So this is more of Hobby Lobby bullshit.
Yeah. That term, regulatory relief, that's out of Satan's dick hole. That's the most, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Drink a lot of grape juice.
What? Yeah.
Makes you regular.
Satan's got a UTI. Your
regular, yeah, you get your regulatory. No, that makes you shit. That kind of regular. Cranberry juice is the UTI.
Thinking about how sad it is Lucifer's down in Hades. Like, oh my God, I haven't shit in 3 days. Somebody give me some prune juice. Shit.
I've got a demon in my asshole.
Don't go to the fucking doctor. You're fucked. You know what I mean?
So this, Trump said, listen to this.
Yes.
The financial threat to the faith community is over.
What in the
No one should be censoring sermons or targeting pastors. Citations,
Who
please.
Is? Who is?
So he's trying to get rid of this Johnson Amendment.
Johnson.
On Wednesday night, they say he met privately with members of his evangelical advisory board.
Oh, shit, guys. That is...
How is that different from Ayatollah Fuckmeini and the Ayatollah Dick Holomeini and all those mullahs?
It's not.
How are these assholes different?
I don't know.
Who are they? Who the fuck are they?
I thought all men were created fucking equal. What about that shit?
Why is there an evangelical advisory board?
Is there a same sex?
Is there an LGBTQ advisory board? Better fucking be.
There should be.
Is there an atheism advisory board? There better fucking be.
Absolutely. Man, the hypocrisy it just chokes you. It's fucking ridiculous. How do we stand for this shit?
The Johnson Amendment. You said Johnson. The Johnson Amendment.
Whip it out.
It was a 1954 law.
Yes.
That restricts religious institutiones.
In 1954.
That are tax exempt, such as churches, from actively campaigning for or against specific political candidates. But it would require an act of Congress to fully repeal the rule.
No
problem.
So
they would have to, good luck with that. So again, much of this executive order is nothing. It's smoke and mirrors for the morons, for the evangelicals, more boogity boogity.
Yeah. I mean,
it's speaking in tongues for the assholes, for the morons.
The one thing that it does that is disturbing, it emboldens these fuckers to harass your gay friends. I mean, you know, you're going to get these, I don't know, man. It just emboldens people to do bad shit. It really fucking does. If you're some shithead gay basher, you're going, oh, look, my president agrees with me. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
I'm justified. I have justification.
They're saying, as far as they know, over the past few decades.
Yes.
Only one church is known to have lost its tax-exempt status because of this rule. Where's the persecution?
I don't
that's
know.
That's happening. Where is the censoring that's happening?
There is some weird-ass thing they have at these evangelicals, these loons, have in their head, like when two people get married of the same sex, it offends their faith, so it's an attack on them, their right to, and it's just fucking not. It's like, it's not.
And again, they're not following their constituents or what the people want in the United States. A survey in 2016 said
that
people, many Americans think that churches should express their views on social and political matters. So they should be able to say no abortion for you. They should be able to say no fornicating for you. 47% think they should, but a strong majority does not believe that churches should endorse a specific candidate.
Didn't Schindler
like,
get a letter?
They're like, we agree with issues, but you shouldn't say, okay, you're voting for this guy.
Right. Well, Schindler got a letter from like 1,000 faith leaders. They signed it.
Oh, the sane ones. Yeah, yes. Yeah. There's some sane ones out there.
But you know what? Okay, so before this executive order says a church can endorse a political candidate, right? If they want.
Yeah, that's the Johnson Amendment.
But like, what about how can a church behave politically before the executive order? I mean, can they?
Well, you've seen they
can be pro-gay rights.
All these assholes, Pat Robertson, Jim Baker, did they say vote for Trump this last time?
Right.
No, but they said, well, we know who's going to fight for the babies.
Yeah.
We know who's in the Muslim Brotherhood, right?
Well, they're not fighting for the babies. They're fighting for the fetuses that are white.
Right. Well, they're babies.
The white fetuses.
From instant load blowing, it's a baby.
Ooh. Instant load blowing.
In fact, 99 religious organizations last week sent sent a letter to members of Congress. The Schindler got one, but in April also.
Yes.
99 religious organizations said they were opposed to any effort to weaken or eliminate protections that prohibit blah, 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 blah from the Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, Hindu, Muslim, Jews, Sikhs, and interfaith groups were against it. More than 1,000 religious leaders, like you said, signed a letter urging the president to turn away from all proposals that would abuse religious freedom. Abuse. There's the key.
I mean,
abuse religious freedom.
Right. It's bizarre.
It says even white evangelical Protestants who voted for Trump by an overwhelming majority, 81% of evangelicals voted Trump. They're against the idea. Only 37% of even those assholes think that churches should endorse political candidates. So why is this happening?
And why did you vote for Trump in the first place?
But why is this happening?
If
only 37% think that churches should endorse candidates, why is Trump screaming, look, 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 we're saving you. We're saving the churches.
Does he not understand that number that you just said?
Of course not.
I mean, does he think that
doesn't care
people want this and he's pandering to his loony base? Because, you know, when he goes to rallies and shit, he sees these fucknuts screaming for him.
Well, and he's got Puritan Pence whispering in his ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pence loves this, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Good God.
You said Melania's getting boned tonight for...
stretch out, mother.
For the Health Care Act. Well, yeah, mother better powder up because...
powder up. Take a Vicodin.
Yeah.
Fucking knock yourself out for the evening. Really? You're not going to want to be awake for this. Yeah. Little Pence is excited.
Surely it won't take long.
Oh, God. You better brace yourself.
And he'll be like, Mother, ignore the GQ I'm flipping through while we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He jacks off the GQ. George Clooney's dreamy.
Even the evangelicals conducted their own survey.
Yes.
And they found that 89% of evangelical leaders don't think pastors should endorse politicians.
Right.
From the pulpit. Even why is this happening? This is like the NRA thing. Why is this happening? 80%+
yeah.
of people, even gun owners, even NRA members in a majority are like, everybody should have a background check. I'm cool with that. And I'm cool with closing the loopholes in the for gun shows and for online purchases.
Right.
I agree. Most gun owners agree. Most NRA members agree. Why is this getting rammed into everybody's throats?
Lobbyists.
These guns. Yes. Yes.
But.
Yes.
Okay. So
millions and millions of dollars of donations from gun manufacturers.
Right.
Money laundered through the NRA. Which is just a safety and educational organization, Ryan.
God, you know, I put a story up, a fucking gun story. This guy went to the NRA convention, I guess, that Trump spoke at in Atlanta. And the article sort of it explores the race, the relationship between racism and the NRA, and how and how law enforcement will give a white person the benefit of the doubt when they unjustly shoot a black person.
You.
But it ain't reciprocal.
That's a sheriff, by the way,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. If you don't remember, that's little Marky Kessler.
He was
who lost his sheriff gig because of these videos that he put out when he said "fuck you" and hurled off his automatic weapon fire. He was aiming at a
picture of Hillary, right?
Hillary, and then there was another one of Pelosi.
See, Hillary derangement syndrome. But didn't Marky Kessler say he was like a double agent or some bullshit like that?
Which then was a lie.
Oh, that was a total fucking
yes,
lie.
Yes, he was fucking God. With the libtard, the dumb libtard interviewer.
Bye.
I think it was Alan Combs, rest in peace.
Oh, really?
Was the dumb libtard, wasn't he? Wasn't Alan Combs the one who interviewed him when he said that I was a double agent, I was working for the, I was secretly working trying to look, to get militia groups or something like that?
Listen, the only GOP double agent spy fuckers are the ones in the Trump administration sucking Putin's cock.
There you go. Cock holsters.
Genius. Just jealous of that all day, man. Don't you wish you would have thought of that? That's a good one. That's a fucking good joke.
It's a great joke.
Fuck.
Good for them.
Yeah.
And good for him not...
not rolling over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Like you were saying offline.
Crab diving offline that, conversation.
That was one thing you worry about is that, right. Oh, great. Now are they going to try to geld a Colbert and he's going to have to come sniveling back and apologize for what he said and thank the spaghetti monster that he just gave a big finger to little fingers.
He ain't Jimmy Fallon. He's not a little bitch.
Right.
Fuck Jimmy Fallon. Hey, by the way, speaking of crab diving offline conversations, if...
I like to fight, too!
Just want to remind you.
Hey, if somebody wants to be a part of the crabs offline conversation for a 24-hour period... What kind of donation do you need to make to the network? 10 G's? The whole day with the crabs?
You say people want to pay to hang out with us?
Oh, yeah.
No, I say we show up at somebody's house and they pay to get rid of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's maybe more likely.
Let's go to somebody's house. Hey, if you want to have us in your...
you can have
us in your house, man.
You'd be blessed with having the crabs spread.
We'll even bring the dog, Kate. We're going to go to somebody's house.
I'm not bringing the dog.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
Listen, don't you want the whole crab experience? Get the intern.
Well, yeah.
You little son of a you bitch. You little son of a socialist cocksucker.
Oh. There you go. God damn. So, yeah, a rough day.
Oh, yes.
For anyone who's good and kind.
Right.
And caring and empathetic.
Yes.
A giant fuck you, basically to gay people. That's what this is all about. Let's just put it on the table.
Yes.
All of this evangelical fuckwatery is all about hating gay people.
It really is, man.
What is their big issue? Abortion.
Yeah.
But the big biggie is the gay marriage. They can't handle it.
No, they lose their fucking mind.
And there are much of these assholes that are out there that think that it's going to get overturned. Oh, they just can't wait. Right now, it's just going to trickle up to the Supreme Court.
Bleh.
And Gorsuch is going to open his butt cheeks and shit all over fag marriage like it should be.
So let's say that happens. Imagine the protests in the marching. You will see.
Oh.
From the whole country. And it'll be a wake-up call because the GOP, they must think that the only people interested in marriage equality are gay people. And that ain't true because getting more people under the tent, you know, if we extend rights to more people, it makes the country stronger, right? Makes the economy stronger. And by the way...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
And it's human rights.
Others have said, you know, we should be constantly striving... to expand the definition of men.
Right.
In that all men are created equal part. Back then, they meant all white landowning men are created equal. Women, not so much. And slaves aren't even men. So, obviously not.
Well, and also, if you're not going to bring gay people under the tent, where are you going to... then what do you do? What do you do with lesbian and gay people and trans people? If you're not going to treat them like humans, well, then what?
Yeah.
What's the choice? I don't know.
Banish them and you,
stupid.
You make them. And that's the other hypocrisy of these assholes. Do you remember they were trying to pull that shit with Hillary about how can you support, if you're a liberal and you're pro-LGBT, how can you support Hillary when she gets money from Saudi Arabia and they throw homos off of the roof in Saudi Arabia?
Well, what are we supposed to do then?
Well, but... yeah, you.
But that's wrong.
That if they could... they would toss homosexuals right off of the roof here.
I mean,
who are they kidding?
Right.
Listen to Kevin Cunting Swanson, that scumbag, that guy, that preacher, that Ted Cruz and Huckabee shared the stage with at
God, during prayer breakfast.
Yeah, during the primaries, and he was striding the stage screaming about stoning homosexuals. It's here in the Bible. The Bible's word. God's word. Not mine.
But you know that example you bring up about Hillary taking money from Saudi Arabia and their Saudi Arabia is gross with their human rights and shit.
Horrible.
And that's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. But why does that mean? So what does that mean we shouldn't extend rights to gay people?
Yeah. And
what does that have to do
with? How many pictures are there of George W. Bush kissing on the lips, the poobah of Saudi Arabia? A lot. Because they're big buds. Their families go back.
Right.
They're big old buddies. That's why the Saudis, who should have been raked over the coals for 9/11, because that's where every fucking terrorist came from.
Why do we give them a pass?
They got a pass.
Because we need them in the Middle East?
And the same with Schindler's fucking executive order. The Muslim shield, the bug zapper. Yeah. The Muzzy Zapper over the country. Miraculously, the one country where the largest terrorist event in our history occurred, the people came from, was not on that list.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not on the list.
Why do we have this love affair with Saudi Arabia? Is it the money? Is
oil?
Yeah.
And
are they politically?
The fact that they're still friendly with us and. We need somebody sane, but then they're fucking us because they are. Okay, I get Sunni and Shia confused all the time. I'm going to say
so does Trump. Yeah. So does George W. Bush that authorized the war in that country. So don't fucking feel bad about it.
I would figure that shit out if I ran.
At least you know they both exist. How many people in our government voted for that Iraq war?
Right.
And what you said, they couldn't even say because they don't know Sunni or Shia. They don't even know. But they voted for it. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
But the main thing that's been going on is this Sunni versus Shia.
Yeah.
I think it's their Sunnis. The Wahhabi is their
Wahhabi.
The majority of mainstream Sunni.
Nobody knows that.
Wahhabism is an Islamic doctrine, religious movement founded by Muhammad.
There you go.
Ibn Abd al-Wahhab.
Good job.
Muhammad Ibn Abd al-Wahhab.
Bam.
Ultra conservative, austere, fundamentalist, puritanical.
Perfect.
Islamic reform movement, allegedly.
Color me there. God, why are we so nuts with this fucking religion? We are killing each other over people that talk to bullshit in the fucking sky. It's making me nuts.
Ridiculous.
It really is. If this country, if this planet, I wish, this is going to sound so bad and I get the Hitler music ready, but we need an atheist council with teeth, you know what I mean? With like an arm. Force
no,
or we, something to get these fucking religious nuts under
well,
we fucking
need,
control.
We
man.
Can let them be religious nuts, but they do have to be under control.
It's impossible, though, man. What are you going to do?
We just need to keep
it's been going
make
on
sure
forever.
This doesn't turn into Gilead here, as much as Pence wants it to. And
good
and
luck,
all those horrible assholes.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Listen to us tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
That's right.
A lot to talk about. Yeah. I'm sure.
America's new transvestite army.
America's new transvestite army.
That is Rick Wiles. Is that correct?
That's Rick Wiles.
I fucking hate that guy. And don't use the word transvestite unless you're singing that song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because that ain't right. That's not the word. It's trans.
I like to eat.
Yeah. God, I sound like him.
I'm a pioneer. Ugh. I'm an explorer.
Yeah. I'm experimenting. I mean, only in college. Yeah.
You notice he's not screaming, you know, like,
I like Emily Dickinson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan of 18th century romance poetry.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody ever interviews Alex Jones and be like, hey, what's your favorite romance author?
I was reading Percy Bysshe Shelley the other day.
Yeah.
what do you think? Do you think he reads, or do you think he's into books, or probably likes comic books, or what does he do for fun?
The latest graphic novels. Yeah.
I don't think he has any fun. I think what he does,
I think that's fun to him.
Yeah. I think his day is he goes into his giant walk-in closet. He looks at all the shirts that he's going to wear. He's like, he looks at all these shirts hanging up in his closet. He's like, which shirt am I going to rip off my body today when I lose my fucking mind? And it's probably fucking Hamlet choosing his shirt.
Brushing. I like to have children.
Yeah. Everything's Hamlet for him.
Oh, yeah. Hence, his kids are probably.
Oh, God.
Going to be better off. Although I think the son is probably going to be in need of some therapy.
Yesterday we were talking about this. By the way, for past episodes of Crab Diving, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, go to crabdiving.com and listen. But we were playing that clip of Alex Jones saying he likes to run around and start fires. We're like, then we were talking about how he lost the custody hearing.
There's so many.
You got a guy trying to get custody of his kids, and he says on tape that he likes to start fires.
I've got, I don't know, good news. Not good news. Yeah. You know, it's
typical good news, man. Yeah. Silver lining in a mushroom cloud.
But, and it's not even good news for us, I guess. It shows that there's hope, that there is still sanity in the world. Not right here, right now, not in America, but there are still islands of sanity. Denmark.
Yes, I've heard of it.
I believe right up there with the happiest countries on the planet these days.
Fuck you.
Socialist as fuck.
Oh, pussies.
Free healthcare.
Look at those pussies
free
smiling.
Free college.
Oh, God, they're not racist. What a bunch of dorks.
Well, on Tuesday, Denmark banned 5 Islamic clerics from entering the country, labeling them hate preachers.
Haters.
Who pose threats to public order.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Also named as a hate preacher posing threats to public order and being banned from Denmark is an American evangelical Christian.
Oh, shit. I love it.
There has been a public backlash in Denmark against Islam after violence. Remember when it was a Danish newspaper that decided to put those cartoons up about Muhammad?
Oh, God, yes. I remember that.
There were militant attacks that happened at the time.
Right.
So now they have a blacklist. First of the kind in Denmark is now from legislation that they passed last year allowing bans of foreign religious figures that the government deems to be a danger to public security.
Okay.
Minister Inger Støjberg. Immigration Minister Inger Støjberg.
Borski.
The government will not accept, the hate preachers come to Denmark to preach hatred against Danish society. I don't know what that is.
Shouldn't they sound like that guy from The Muppets?
Borken. Well, that's Swedish.
The chef. Well, to me, that's it's the same thing. Come on.
The real accent.
Yes.
Is very subtle because the Swedes and Denmark and those guys tend to lose their accent.
Oh, really?
Easier with English, right? It's easier for them to wrap their their tongues around the English language as opposed to like somebody who speaks Spanish or Chinese. It's just the way they form their syllables. It's harder for them to lose their accent.
I can't wrap my tongue around you.
But I have a friend from Sweden. I thought he was British. His English was perfect. Shout out to Bernard.
Is his English better than your Swedish? Swedenese or whatever the fuck?
I know what lutefisk is.
That's a spoiled fish that you eat.
Yeah.
Blech.
Well, it's not spoiled. It's preserved in formaldehyde.
Oh, okay.
For some horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, God. You're not supposed to eat formaldehyde. It makes you shit.
Inger Stoiberg said, the government will not accept the hate preachers come to Denmark to preach hatred against Danish society and indoctrinate others to commit violence against women and children, spread ideas about an Islamic caliphate, or in general undermine our fundamental values.
What do you think about that, though? Because I could see how something like that could be abused.
Right.
I mean, I would love to have that. I mean, because I got a whole bunch of people I'd like to kick out of this country. Rick Wiles, that guy. That'd be great if we could kick him out. That Todd Starnes dickhead.
Yeah, I don't think we could,
Pat
though.
Robertson.
That's kind of the whole point.
What?
Of us being a free and open
come on.
Kind of society.
Let me be in charge for 1 year. I will fix this fucker.
Is that even hate preachers? Well, we have that First Amendment, and countries over there don't.
Yeah.
So they can pass laws designating hate speech. As they can criminalize it, but
yes,
like you said, where do you draw the line? How right now, if they passed it,
yes,
we'd be in jail for hate speech because we called them Schittler.
But we're right.
Right now, if it was passed, those in charge, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III's jackboots would come and kick in our doors.
Is it true Jeff Bosesh is also a cock holster for Putin? What the fuck was going on with him? I thought he was in trouble for fucking around with Russia. And now I don't hear dick about it.
At least a cock doily.
Yeah. Isn't it true that, didn't he have some shenanigans with Russia? And now we're not hearing about it anymore.
He had meetings that he kind of forgot to tell about.
Oh, yeah.
And he lied. He perjured himself at his Senate confirmation hearings.
So why are we dealing with this motherfucker?
Because he's a Republican and they're in charge.
This is insane. I feel like we've forgotten about the Russia shit. It's driving me nuts.
It's distracting. Right now, they're taking 25 million people off of healthcare and giving a giant fuck you to LGBT people, to Muslims, to Jews, to Sikhs, to Hindus, to atheists, to all the rest of us except the white Christians.
God damn it.
Everybody got a big fuck you from our own government today.
Even Kate. What do you think about that, Kate? Okay. It sucks, man.
Unconcerned.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Now, the blacklist
includes
Islamic cleric Kamal El-Mekki from the United States, Jamaican-Canadian Bilal Phillips, who lives in Qatar. These are all these hate preachers they're preventing from coming into Denmark.
A Jamaican guy living in Qatar? How's that work?
Muhammad Al-Arifi and Salman Al-Ouda.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
From Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And Mohammed Rateb al-Nablusi from Syria.
Hey, baby.
The sixth person on the list is someone we've talked about a few times here before. A profound asshole.
Yes.
Terry Jones, Florida evangelical, who in 2010 caused international outcry when he said he was going to have a giant Quran burning in a stadium. Remember that?
How does that help, dickhead?
And they had to talk him out of it a few times because they said, people will get killed. People from the State Department were like, you will get people killed overseas if you do that. People will get killed because of your ridiculous stunt.
Do you think our State Department would tell him that now? I mean, I don't know. We don't know what Rex Tillerson does. We don't even know if he is actually working. Is he? Is he even doing anything?
He sits around every once in a while. You see him.
You know what I got to do every week? I got to send my boss a to-do list, all the shit I did during the week to justify my fucking existence.
Right.
What has he done?
I don't know. Maybe we need one of those.
Yeah.
The law says that it applied to those for whom it was a reasonable likelihood they would enter the country. So they're not just throwing names out there willy-nilly. These are guys that have in the past come to Denmark or have plans to come to Denmark for various reasons. I mean, they didn't just say,
yeah, yeah.
It's not just a 69 or a 86 list, 69 yeah, yeah. list.
69
That's a different list.
It's all
That's
list.
Trump's list.
You people are not allowed to 69 in the Denmark. Nine. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see the slippery slope, maybe, but I'm kind of jealous of Denmark.
Yeah.
Aren't you? Can we make it so that Terry Jones guy can't live here? Or can we make him go away? Or we just don't do that? Damn.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. We got that First Amendment thing. And Jesus.
But we just need some guy. This whole thing, our whole show to me, doing this show has made me realize the only really great form of government is some guy that's altruistic or a woman who does the right fucking thing. And it can't be a white person. We've tried that. We're done with
Kamala
white.
Kamala Harris.
There you go. But not. But we got to get rid of the Senate, the GOP, and all this other shit. Just her. Making decisions.
No.
You don't trust her?
But that's what Trump wants to do.
But yeah.
Yes, I trust her.
But he's fucked up.
But we can't have that system because
But Trump's
how
a racist.
Often are people you trust going to come along?
What do you... What?
Somebody's going to try to fuck you.
Not her.
Somebody is going to try to fuck you.
We just got to make sure that after Kamala Harris is done being altruistic and the dictator, that she hands the reins over to somebody decent. Like maybe she gives it to her kids, you know? There were North Korea.
We had an okay system. It's kind of the best at the time. It's now been... what's today's term? Ferret fucked.
It has been ferret fucked.
By capitalism.
Right. Marmots.
And greed and evil, and it's no longer a representative democracy. It's a republic. It's now a corporatocracy.
Yes. We're getting sodomized by fucking marmots from behind.
And causing these evil lawmakers...
Mullahs.
...to become more extreme to stay in office.
Yeah, they'll say whatever they have to make these loons that vote for them go to the booth and pull a lever for them. Pull this lever, dickhead.
And then they've got complicit, lying right-wing media.
Yes. Fox
News.
They
say, stay on Fox. You'll get all the truth.
Yeah. Breitbart.
Yeah. Terrifying. Anti-Muslim populist parties are gaining in strength in even in the Nordic region of Europe.
What?
Well, even they are.
That's supposed to be
because you've
like,
got right wing nut jobs there too. How about that guy in Holland? Remember he was running for prime minister, whatever. The guy who couldn't be more white nationalist poster child, like white hair sticking straight up, smooth back. You know, I forget his name.
I don't remember that.
But he lost not that long ago.
Okay, well, good.
Fortunately,
damn.
And that there was Belgium too. There was a vote. They had a right wing nationalist kick all the immigrants out. Guy running too. It's happening everywhere. And that's, and it plays into ISIS's goal.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're fucking.
They want these Muslim bans. They want Muslims to be treated horribly because that will turn the moderate Muslims and normal, regular Muslims into people that hate Western society because they're being marginalized and beaten on the streets.
When the leader of the quote-unquote free world says, we can't let any more Muslims in our country until we figure out what the hell is going on.
Be a moderate Muslim here in America and wear your hijab down the street right now.
Not in this.
And let's see.
Yeah, yeah. Not in Koreatown. You're fine.
Here, you're fine.
Alabama?
Very few places.
Dude, what was that story?
And even in places, big cities, you're still going to run into assholes.
Sure. What was that story in Alabama? An Indian guy was walking down the street. He gets...
That's Georgia.
Oh, yeah?
It was a while ago, right?
No, it was Alabama. I just remember thinking, ooh, that's so Alabama.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't make
it could be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somebody saw him out of his window, looked out their window. They saw an Indian guy walking down the street.
Yeah.
Called the police.
Paralyzed,
guy got tackled.
Right? Partially paralyzed.
And that's fucked.
They fired the cop, by the way, that murdered... that black teenager a couple of days ago by shooting into his retreating car.
Oh, that gets you fired?
So, well, he's probably going to have charges, but right now he's at least been totally already fired.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the even Dallas, like it was Dallas, right? They figured out that they they probably shouldn't have that heinous policemen's association say anything.
Right.
Before they could even say anything, they got rid of the guy.
What do you think that conversation was like? They're like, listen, man, I hate to do this, but you fired into that car. Now that kid's dead.
I'm sorry, but all the cameras worked. Sorry. Yeah, a couple of your partners forgot to turn off their cameras or forgot to have malfunctions.
We got to fire you. I'm so sorry. Normally it wouldn't be a problem because nobody cares in the past, but now I don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry. Pack up your shit. Leave.
So there you go. Denmark has banned an American evangelical preacher in addition to a bowl of moolahs.
A bowl.
Tossed in there with a dash of Florida evangelical for flavor.
I'm going to get ferret foot.
In that recipe.
I love it. I wish we could do that. I wish we could kick out Rick Wiles. Who else? Who else needs to go? Pat Robertson.
I don't think we should kick anybody out, but just don't let
them.
But
they suck.
Put them back to where they can yell and scream and bitch and moan and judge people and hate and discriminate all they want legally.
Yes.
But don't make laws based on their shit. Don't tell women they can't have dominion over their own bodies. Don't
fucking loot
tell LGBT people that they're any less equal than anyone else in any capacity.
Now somebody like... Now, Rick Wiles isn't a preacher. He's just on the fucking internet, right? Like
he's a preacher too, I think.
So this dickhead Rick Wiles, under this new executive order, can tell you who to fucking vote for if you're in his church.
And probably raise money.
Oh, my God.
We want you to donate. We're going to give $5 to every 10 that you give to Donald J. Trump.
Who's that creepy guy in Texas that has a super church, big toothy smile? Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
Disgusting. Now that guy can tell all his hordes of loons who to fucking vote for.
He's a hair less heinous, only in that...
He's got great hair, by the way.
He kind of stays out of the real we hate gay people thing. He also stays out of the... He preaches love, 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 love. But also... Wealth, wealth, wealth,
right.
Wealth.
He's all about the Benjamins.
Prosperity,
pay me, baby.
If you love God, you're going to make millions like me.
Get out that wallet. And, oh, yeah, Jesus.
I've got a story here talking about this religious freedom order. The state of New York, which has been a wonderful... cramping Trump's taint since the beginning. I mean, God. In several ways.
Those are the worst. What do you take for that, Advil?
The New York Attorney General.
Yes.
Eric Schneiderman.
Schneiderman.
Threw some shade at Donald J. Trump today.
Damn.
That he's guilty of violating the same religious freedoms that he now is out there saying he's stumping for.
Right.
Trump said at the signing, "We will never ever stand for religious discrimination. Never ever."
And he makes that little gesture with his hands, right? This thing. The one finger.
That was a pointy finger, I'm sure. There's only three.
Who was the? I think he was on Saturday Night Live. The actor who mapped out all of Bill Clinton's gestures. Was it?
I don't remember.
Was it the late, great Daryl Hammond? No. Daryl Hammond's not dead. The other guy's dead, who used to do Clinton. Who's the guy who was on news radio? Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Damn. Daryl Hammond's the guy that mapped out all of Bill Clinton's gestures. Oh, right? Yeah. He's got 46 gestures or something.
I think he does that for all his characters. Like, he really studies the fuck out of tape and everything.
That's
and
awesome.
Really does his work.
Right.
This is what everybody was like before us.
You think Alec Baldwin does that with Trump? No, fuck no. He even said that, right?
Yeah.
He said before he went on Saturday Night Live, he was just like,
"You're like, how many tapes did you?" He's like, "I didn't.
I didn't look at shit.
Yeah, I didn't do shit."
Because he's so God. Because Trump's so stupid. Study him.
So Eric Schneiderman tweeted, "Actually, Donald Trump, we sued you for exactly that and won. Then he tweeted a copy of the United States Circuit Court of Appeals for the Ninth Court, State of Washington, etc. versus Donald Trump, the new lawsuit,
right,
that they have against him.
Yeah. Didn't the New York Attorney General also sue Donald Trump over his fucking charitable organization bullshit?
Yeah, they shut down Trump Foundation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't figure out where the money, or they found out where the money was coming from.
Right.
Not Trump.
Yeah, where's Tim Tebow's, Tebow's helmet?
He was claiming, the way these foundations work,
yes,
with uber rich people.
Nine.
Is that they've got so much money, they don't know what to fucking do with it.
Yeah.
So they say, I'm going to put $100 million a year, or $100 million in general, into my foundation. And then that foundation is created to disperse said monies. Trump created a foundation.
Okay.
Put a little money into it.
Sure.
At the beginning, then turned it into soliciting donations from other people for Trump Foundation. They would donate to the Trump Foundation, which is a charity.
Right.
And then Trump would say, look at me. I'm donating to this charity.
Right.
He would take money from Trump Foundation.
Yes.
And use that money to then donate to the real charity, claiming that he was the one donating the money.
Yeah.
That's when in actuality, he was taking donors' monies because by 2007 was the last time they could find that he put any money into Trump Foundation.
Oh, my
fucking God. So for the last 10 years, the money going into Trump Foundation is not his.
But
it's other people's money that he then turns around and gives to a charitable organization and says, look at Trump. Look at how much charity Trump is giving.
But at Vile Experience, you're not being fair. Trump is lending his brand to further the agenda of these charities and to bring attention to certain causes, right?
Okay.
No.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
We're turning on. What the fuck? Am I a robot?
Creepy.
Yeah. And then so that's how he got Tim Tebow's fucking football helmet, right? Because we never knew. Did we figure out what's going on with that helmet?
I think at some point during the campaign, somebody said that they found one of the paintings, the portraits of Trump that they paid
$10,000
or $20,000.
God, I forgot about that.
That the foundation paid $10,000 or $20,000 for.
Oh, God.
And then they found that the Tebow helmet was allegedly, they said it was a problem if it was like in his private office or something. But I think they probably figured it out and scurried it over to the Trump Foundation offices or something like that.
Eric Trump put it under his sweater.
Who knows? Yeah.
Shoved it up his asshole.
But if Trump had it, you know, like on his mantle at home,
right?
You can't do that shit.
God, who the fuck would want that? What is that? What's that football helmet? Oh, that's Tim Tebow's, that douchebag.
So Schneiderman in New York. You know what this was? It was the lawsuit against the travel ban, the Muslim travel ban, which they won.
Right. Because the
judge
ban
decided to hold in their favor.
It's stupid.
So New York was one of the states that successfully sued the president over his travel ban targeting Muslims.
Yes.
So Schneiderman said, oh, really? Religious freedom, huh? We already sued you for exactly what you're accusing others of, and we won.
Ha 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 ha. Fuck you.
So exposing the hypocrisy, not that it means anything.
Boy, Schittler ain't going to like that.
Republicans are hypocrisy proof.
They are, because their constituents are, I don't know what they are. They've been huffing too much airplane
uninformed
glue.
Uninformed and
stupid.
And uninformed. I won't say dumb.
Okay.
But definitely uninformed.
How can you be uninformed when you walk around with an iPhone in your pocket? You can look up shit, read about
it. The only shit you look at is on Breitbart and WND and Fox.
That's true.
That you're going to think Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to walk the face of the earth.
Why can't the FCC throttle their fucking websites and make it harder to look at their shit content?
Yeah. I've got a story. This is, prepare your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Got a little clip here.
How am I supposed to do that? What do you want me to do?
And it's actually, it's probably good that you don't have the visuals.
Okay. No.
Because it's quite an odd visual presentation this time.
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yes.
Excellence in broadcasting.
I'm an Oxy Walrus.
Barack Obama.
Right. You think he's sober, by the way, Rush?
Is maybe. Drunk on white power.
Yes.
He obviously has had some time off, or he's tanning or something. Yeah. He looks red, but then he's also wearing a fluorescent yellow polo shirt.
He looks like he should be in Willy Wonka's fucking chocolate factory carrying around buckets of candy.
He looks like some rich asshole golfer.
Yeah.
Who doesn't care that he looks like he's on a hunting trip, or he looks like he could be out on a road doing road work and not get hit.
Don't you think he looks like an Oompa Loompa?
And really purple-ish almost in color with this sun. He's really, really sunburned.
There's nothing healthy about tanning.
What's going on?
Right?
Right.
You shouldn't be in the fucking sun, okay? Wear a hat.
Here is, Rush, not enamored with President Trump.
No.
Rush has decided that President Trump is not a conservative.
Right.
He has no ideals.
Yes.
I agree.
You know,
that Trump is not an ideologue, meaning Trump will take whatever stance he thinks is going to behoove him.
Yeah.
At that moment.
You know what it is like? He's like the great band from the 80s, Air Supply, once said, "I'm all out of love." He's all out of love for Trump. You ain't got no more.
Well, a caller.
Yes.
This is always fun. A Rush Limbaugh caller. So, you know, just imagine. Named Tony is angry and is on the Rush train.
Yes.
Ugh. Not the band, Rush Limbaugh.
Right. The human centipede.
And he is pissed, like a lot of these guys, about Trump.
Right.
And
where's my wall, motherfucker?
Well, there you go. Here is a little bit of Rush Limbaugh, who's already shat on the president.
Ooh, yes. Totally into that.
I don't know if this is the clip where Rush says, basically, wait a second. The Republicans have the House. The Republicans have the Senate. The Republicans have the White House. Why on the budget deal did they cave on everything?
Yeah.
Where's the wall? Why is Planned Parenthood funded? Why are everything the Democrats wanted?
Day one.
Why is it all funded?
Day one. Everybody was supposed to be fucking deported. That's what they're thinking. What the fuck happened?
Yeah. So listen.
Tony, Mount Vernon, New York. Great to have you, sir. How are you doing?
I don't know why it's...
Yeah, Rush, I have never called before, but after hearing Spence, I am red hot angry because...
I don't know why it's echoing. That's not my fault. That's the actual audio that's going on. Let me see if I can find it at a different
place. He's red hot angry, like Rush's fucking skin.
Rush Limbaugh interviewed Mike Pence,
ugh,
and it didn't go well.
What?
And after he was done,
yes,
Limbaugh was just basically said, "Well, we've just been lied to, and you know, it's just typical establishment Republican."
Well, it's strange because normally Pence and Limbaugh would get along fine, right? Blowjobs all around.
One would think.
Yes.
But now he's part, you know, Limbaugh, I don't know, is pretending he's part of the anti-establishment or whatever.
They'd be finishing each other's sentences and then in their mouths.
I'm angry because what I heard is just a politician. That's all, like red hot angry.
Oops.
Because what I heard is just a politician. That's all I've heard. And it was all political blah blah. And every question that you asked him, he just kept on going back to what we got, the $21 billion. And the for the military. He did not answer.
Meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh is taking a towel to his ample head.
Well,
and it really looks like he just passed the finish line at the marathon, and he's mopping the sweat off of himself. He's making faces.
Yeah.
He's looking around.
Maybe he had a bowl of Alex Jones chili.
you asked him, he just kept on going back to what we got, the $21 billion. And the, you know, for the military, he did not answer one of your questions. It's like, well, why don't you, you know, shut down the government now? Because they're going to be shut down in September. And he did not answer your question. Okay. So what that says to me, that nothing is going to happen, Rush. Okay. Because they just.
None of the good stuff is going to happen. There's going to be still Mexicans walking the street. God damn it. There's still going to be Muslims here.
What? You know. Number one, this guy, to believe anything Trump said, this guy has to be so fucking stupid. I mean, he must be a moron. But like, what are they, Tony? Yeah, but what does Tony want? They're not shutting down the government. Why is he complaining about that? And why would you need to shut down the government if you have the Senate and the House? Unless what you want to do is so fucking heinous, you can't get any Democrats on board.
That's
the thing.
Yeah, and that's where they don't understand that it's not going to fly politically,
right?
Because I don't think even their dummies, if they're in charge of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, even their dummies are going to be like, wait, why are we shutting down the government?
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
We won.
You shouldn't have to shut down the government because you are the government.
You're right.
You're shutting down yourself. It doesn't make any. Why would C-3PO turn off his own robot brain? It doesn't make any sense.
Inexplicable,
right?
This audio is kind of driving me crazy. So you got to hear like the first thing Rush says.
They become part of the system.
Well,
okay, that's it. There's not going to be any. Let me tell you, there's not going to be any health care. There's not going to be any wall. There's not going to be any tax bill. And they just keep on coming up with the Republicans, and now Pence and Trump keep on coming up with why we can't do something.
Finally, the dummy,
yes.
At least a tiny spark in his little brain went off.
Right.
And they realized that they are getting fucked by the Republicans, that they were lying to them. Repealing and replacing Obamacare is hard and probably ain't going to fully happen. There's not going to be a wall, Snowflake.
Right.
There's
dummy.
Just not going to. Don't need it.
Yeah. You know what's odd about this guy's little Festivus speech about Trump that I don't get? No mention of Russia. No, he's upset there's no wall.
Well, that's fake news.
Okay. God damn it. So you don't think Tony believes that?
No, that's,
that Trump is Putin's cock holster.
The libtards and the Democrats
just made it up.
Are trying to are butt hurt because they lost,
right.
And all the real Americans that are obviously overwhelm them and. 20-1, there's the silent majority, right? Even though 3 million more people voted for Hillary.
That's a lie if you take away the illegal votes.
Still saying that, by the way.
They are not. There's no evidence.
Trump says that.
They still say
Trump
that.
Trump says it.
3 million bullshit votes
more.
In California.
More.
God.
Trump said 3-4, maybe more.
God.
Instead of why we can do something, and it all comes back to the Senate rules, okay, and the Senate rules are being put above our freedom, okay? And
so he's saying it sucks that it's the 60 votes.
Yeah. It sucks.
I love the way they say it's being put above our freedom. You know, the people that don't want this policy get to vote. It's they really think it's like winner take all, and we get to bulldoze the entire country.
He says the Senate rules are being
that ain't how it works.
Put above our freedom.
Yeah,
I don't even. That's stupid. That's stupid.
Freedom to them, to these idiots, is 100% of their way, no compromise.
Right. It doesn't work. Well, we don't live in North fucking Korea, dickhead, yet.
It's driving me absolutely nuts. I mean, we sent Trump to Washington, D.C. to give Washington, D.C. a heart transplant, okay? And with all his executive orders, okay, those are all Band-Aids. They're all good and stuff like that, but they're Band-Aids, and they haven't gotten to the heart.
They are. He's right. Here, okay, another this one has a couple brain cells to rub together. They're nothing. It's smoke and mirrors. They're Band-Aids. They're not even that.
God, there's nothing.
There's sweet nothings
right.
to the morons.
And to this guy, a victory would be shutting down the fucking government.
I guess. Is that where he's coming from? Or was it...
He said...
Or is he accusing the Democrats of shutting down the government? He said, shut down the government?
That's what I thought. I thought this guy said, why didn't they shut down the government?
How do they blame the Democrats for that, then?
Because they won't go along with Trump's reasonable fucking health care.
More than 50% of the country wants won't roll over to a minority of vile, greedy, evil, unempathetic minority.
You know, man, you know what's weird? It's like they... I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's like... No one gives a fuck that Trump's health care hasn't even been, the math hasn't even been checked.
Right.
And they don't even know it works. But they want to ram it through Congress. Man. And they want to ram it through the Senate anyway.
Yeah.
That to me is like the underreported part of it. Yeah. It's heinous and what he wants to do is ridiculous.
And the hypocrisy again. It took over a year for Obamacare.
Yes.
Because... They worked with
the other side.
The other side as what much as possible. There was a single payer provision in the earliest of Obamacare,
right? And it got shat upon.
Right, they lost their minds. They lost their tiny little minds. Obamacare was a compromise. It's Romney Care. It's the exact thing that came from the Heritage Foundation that Romney passed in Massachusetts, and it worked okay.
Yeah. But
they tweaked it there because it was a Republican idea.
Right.
So they made it better. They worked on it where it had problems. Unlike the Republicans in Congress who, because it has black fingerprints on it, obviously we can't fix what's bad and leave what's right.
You got to pull it out, root branch.
Shit.
Pull it out, root branch.
But that's not even what they're doing. Right? If they're changing parts of it.
They can't.
And they want to, like, the 60-vote thing, if they're going to change parts of the bill and leave parts of it intact, well, they're not doing what Mitch the Bitch said he was going to do.
Because they can't.
So.
But again, they're lying to their constituents. And idiots like Tony here, even idiots like Tony, are starting to see the light.
Right.
On the issue, and that's why we send them to Washington, D.C., and the people are still being put last, okay? And I'm just over the top angry, too big. The money is too big, and the Republicans are getting too much money put in their pockets, okay, by the lobbyists, by K Street, and they don't want to see any changes. Don't tell me it's so difficult to change all this stuff. I was a businessman for 25 years.
I mean, this is a man who's kind of seen the light.
Right.
But
he says, why is it so hard to change it? Because it's complicated, dumbass.
All right.
What business were you in? I mean, was it more complicated than healthcare? Yeah, I don't know.
And that doesn't mean shit anyway.
Right.
You could still be a flaming asshole who ran a business that made money.
Yeah, and, that made money. I was going to say, we have one of those in office, but his business is really making money, right?
Failed upward, yeah.
He failed with a fucking casino. How many people lose money in Vegas at a casino, and Schindler can't make money running
a fucking... He made money.
Yeah.
Ultimately on that deal, I think.
But his casino didn't, right?
Right.
But he made
And investors
money.
Got fucked. And he went into bankruptcy.
I used it as a business.
Right.
See? He goes into bankruptcy, doesn't have to pay creditors back.
Yeah. Fuck it.
He waltzes out.
Don't people see, if we use that as an analogy for how he might rule, that we're the creditors? Where the business is getting set on fire.
No, because the craven Republicans don't care how they win.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Right. There's no ethics involved.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. Speaking of, thanks for joining us this Thursday. Don't forget to join us Faithless Friday.
That's right.
We open our trench coats and let our atheism hang out a little more.
Yes.
On Jeez. Fridays. Go after the most heinous preachers, even though,
right.
Well, apparently now we should just get rid of Faithless Friday because
why not?
If Trump's just going to let preachers endorse candidates, it's going to be faithless Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Should we move to Guatemala?
I don't know. I'd have to Google it. See what's going on.
Yeah.
Big news today, Ryan.
Yes.
wait, is that wedding bells I hear in the air? Love, yeah, is right. In the air, Ryan.
I think your ears are ringing.
Wedding bells. Oh, no. Because the news has broken that Morning Joe co-hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski done got engaged.
They're together?
After years, they've been saying, no. We're not together. When the worst kept secret, yeah, in that circle is that. And I thought,
yes,
maybe before he was divorced. I don't know about that for sure. I had seen that rumor somewhere.
Gosh, well, Joe, what are you gonna wear to your fucking wedding? Gym pants? You look like you in a fleece? You look like you just woke up? Ugh, God, I can't stand that fucking guy. Don't you think Joe Scarborough is a douche?
Says rumors are frequently frequently swirled about their romantic involvement. They've never publicly confirmed until this week.
Oh, so disgusting.
Big fight last week on the air, interestingly, too.
Trouble in stupid paradise.
Now there's reports coming out. There's a new report in Vanity Fair. Saying that both Trump.
Yes.
Schittler.
Okay.
And Jared Kushner.
Right.
Offered to marry them.
Oh, okay.
Not same-sex marriage.
Right.
To officiate over their marriage. Trump was like, would you like me to perform the ceremony for you guys?
Why? Why in the fuck would anyone want him lording over your fucking wedding?
They said it was at a meeting with the couple earlier this year. In fact, Trump told them he'd be willing to host the wedding at either the White House or Mar-a-Lago. Why did you come to the White House? Well, Mika and Joe fucking Scarborough are going to have a White House wedding.
It makes sense. They're very friendly with this asshole. They helped get him elected.
Oh, we were tough on him.
God, hey, listen, if you're a brown person and you watch this Joe Scarborough, how do you do that? This guy helped get Schittler elected. You know, it's fucked up.
In the interview with Vanity Fair, Mika Brzezinski said that why she declined instantly the offers.
Yes.
She said, the White House that I grew up in was an amazing place. You know, she's the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was, he worked for Carter.
Right.
In some capacity.
Okay. Oh, are you saying the White House under Jimmy Carter?
It says right here. He's National Security Advisor for Jimmy Carter.
It was different than Trump's White House.
Probably slightly.
Oh, God.
She said, the White House I grew up in was an amazing place. If it weren't Trump, it might be something to think about. The mental picture is just fascinating, but the reality is just no.
I don't understand. I think she's being disingenuous.
Is the alleged liberal of the two of them.
Yeah, but they like Trump.
They enabled Trump. I think Joe likes Trump, whether she does or not, I don't know. Although she was like, oh, Donald. Remember, right. that was her hard-hitting journalism when Schittler was on calling them almost every fucking morning during the primaries.
Yeah.
And they were rightfully accused of softballing.
They humanized him.
Yeah, like taking a punch from a declawed cat.
Yeah.
They humanized Schittler. Which is a heinous practice. Don't do that, by the way. But
my God.
There is something, if you don't like cats, something amusing about one of those little bastards taking a swipe at you and there's no nails there.
Right.
But like, if you hate cats. Yeah, I like cats.
Yes. I like cats as well. I used to have some. But, you know. It seems disingenuous for her to say, oh, no, that's not for me. I don't want to get married at the White House. We don't like Trump. That's odd.
Yes.
For somebody you don't like, you gave him a lot of airtime on your fucking show.
Exactly.
Odd.
And you puffball.
Yeah.
You ask him a hard-hitting question, and then he says his lie, and then you're like, oh, Donald,
you have a fucking Nazi in the White House. You don't joke around with that guy. He is not to be treated like a fucking human when you interview him. He's a fucking racist.
So congrats to...
Yeah, good job.
Morning Joe and Mika.
Gross.
We'll check,
come on,
we'll check
Mika?
The Walmart registry and see if you guys are...
How do you fuck him?
They're registered.
Mika, how do you fuck Joe Scarborough?
Stop.
I mean, I'm just wondering. Aren't you disgusted with yourself? Come on.
Blech. Maybe she pegs him.
Alleged.
Yeah. Alex Jones.
Hey.
May have heard that name.
Oh, God.
Afore.
Yes. Right.
He.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
Yes, he is. Jeez, Alex.
I got a life force.
Sorry?
Do you think he had a shirt on when he said that line?
He did. I've got the video of it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
He
got the video.
Yeah.
I'm this is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
No.
Some humans act like that, dude. That's the truth. We got a lot of crazy people on the planet.
We frown upon behavior like that, though.
Oh, yes.
He's proudly beating his moobs over it.
Is it true he can lactate?
So now, oh, gross. Interesting you say that, though, because over at Media Matters.
What?
there's a picture. The story is at Media Matters. And the picture is of Alex Jones. It looks like he's drinking like a shake or a protein shake or something. It's an odd color.
Yes.
Like things you drink shouldn't really be beige, but it's kind of beige.
Blech.
He doesn't look like he's enjoying what he's drinking. It looks like he just took a sip and he's not liking the taste. Like somebody's not having enough pineapple juice in their diet.
Oh yeah.
Bitter. In front of him are two jars of something called Caveman.
Oh fuck.
So it must be some supplement that he's drinking.
Some shit he's selling.
Just in
man.
A screen cap. But the story now is that there's a piece over to BuzzFeed.
Right.
That is interviewed several former InfoWars employees.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And that they are accusing... you're going to be shocked.
Okay.
Prepare yourself, Ryan.
Oh, man.
They're accusing Alex Jones of misleading his audience.
No. Citations. But what about when he suggested that Obama, he's like, listen, I'm 95% sure that before the election, Obama's going to detonate a nuclear weapon within the United States so he can stay in office.
He said that it's widely known that Obama's kids aren't his.
It's widely known that Obama's wife has a big old dick. What about that?
It's widely known, those kids aren't his.
Look at that bulge.
And then when he was called out about that specifically, the
Michelle
not being, or... Not the kids, not being his, during the trial. And he said, that was obviously a joke. It was me and Cernovich sitting there laughing about it.
You know, jokes are supposed to be funny, you know? It's supposed to be, a joke is supposed to make you laugh.
Well, they do have a different sense of humor over there on the right.
True,
so,
yes.
You know.
Right.
Who knows what's going on. The former employees say that he misled his audience about sources.
Oh, okay.
That he rooted for former President Barack Obama's reelection for business purposes and turned his purported news operation into a QVC for conspiracy, they called it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's selling a bunch of shit that you would need in some apocalyptic situation if any of these theories that he shits out happen to be true, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, or there's whispers of truth in it.
Yes.
Perfect example is that day that he waved an article from, I think it was Fortune or something like that. It was a big, reputable...
Oh, Fortune.
Old Fortune.
I thought you said 4chan.
Yeah. Fortune, not 4chan. Right. And he... it was a big, old news... regular news.
Right.
Institution. And he said, well, here's the story. Barack Obama down in Indonesia right now. He's down there. They don't have extradition. This is here in Forbes. Look, Barack Obama is down in Indonesia staying at a resort where he's
going to
be working on his memoirs.
So he made it
then
sound
like... Then he pauses and then he says, and Indonesia doesn't have extradition, by the way, with the United States. So I think the president is just getting ready. He's hiding there from the charges because President Trump's getting ready to drop the hammer on him.
What charges?
Well, but that's the thing. So now the dummies think that the story in Forbes,
yes,
is Obama's hiding in Indonesia,
right,
to avoid prosecution.
Okay, that makes sense.
Forbes said Obama's in Indonesia to work on his memoirs.
That's too oddly. That's not even the same fucking thing.
And the headline's like Obama spending time in Indonesia.
Avoiding non-existent
and he waves
charges.
It around,
yeah,
saying, here's the headline, look, Obama's spending time in Indonesia, then says, the fact, Obama's going to Indonesia for an undetermined period of time, allegedly to kick back and work on his memoirs.
Yeah, but...
Then,
yes,
takes a breath and says, and there's, you know, there's no extradition there, so obviously he's hiding out.
But that feeds into the whole theme of his show, InfoWars, because I've listened, and he's all about... the mainstream media is filling you with bullshit information.
When he just did that.
But his job is to dispel that and tell you what they really fucking mean.
Oh, I see.
That's
but he's
where
not.
He goes.
He's
lying.
He's not correcting. He's adding bullshit. He's hanging little bullshit ornaments on the tree.
No drama. Obama is hiding from the police in Indonesia. That is insane.
Is his theory,
yes,
tacked on to the end of the real story in reputable news,
yes,
that says, but my point is that he's conflating his bullshit theory with the reputable news story, and then idiots' minds say, look, it's out in the mainstream news. You'll read it in comments.
Right.
Some idiot will be like, it's all over the place in all the mainstream news. Everybody knows he's there hiding from prosecution.
And then they go to the fucking internet and buy his Prostagar supplement, right, or whatever the fuck he sells. Yeah.
Here at Media Matters.
Yes.
By the way, it's over at BuzzFeed. The story is Alex Jones just can't help himself. Some great pictures, by the way.
He can't help himself.
Alex Jones will never
bullshit.
Stop being Alex Jones.
Yeah. He can't.
I think he's nuts, yeah.
Yeah,
he's a real believer, and... He's batshit.
You know what he sells on his show? He sells these wallets that you can put your credit cards in. So if somebody has some machine that x-rays your wallet and scans everything, it keeps like...
Oh, it doesn't... They can't read your other cards.
I don't know. Yeah.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
He's like, you gotta walk... He talks about it for a long time. He's like, you gotta walk around with the shit in your wallet or you're gonna get all your fucking account info stolen.
Over at Media Matters, they've got a little paragraph here of some of his recent lowlights. Woven elaborate conspiracy theories about tragedies such as Sandy Hook Elementary School, 9/11, the Boston Marathon bombing, and many others. He recently pushed false claims about the Pizzagate conspiracy theory and threatened to beat cocksucker Representative Adam Schiff's goddamn ass. Jones has gained prominence in recent months with the election of President Donald Trump, who has appeared on the show.
Oh my God.
Has picked up and spread Jones's conspiracy theories. And according to Roger Stone, regularly communicates with Alex Jones.
That's fucking bananas. Communicates with a guy that said Paul Podesta was Captain Spirit Dinner or whatever the fuck. Stupid.
BuzzFeed's author of the story, this extensive profile, Charlie Warzel, said, Jones is eminently and unquestionably himself at all times. Jones has been this way since he was brawling among parked cars. It's made him a fortune, but now that is his moment, finally here, it could be his undoing.
When he gets out the spotlight shown on him. That's not a bunch of right-wing nut jobs.
Right, and he's too crazy to accept all the success, that it's going to drag him down. He's got his lunatic base that believes him and loves him.
Yeah, yeah.
He could go farther if he maybe watered it down a sea hair.
Right.
But he's incapable because he's nuts.
Yeah. And all that attention that he got during this election, it got his links nerfed on Facebook and all those different sites, and that's how he makes his money selling his bullshit.
The piece says that Jones's InfoWars staff fell largely into two camps, those who bought fully into Jones and the InfoWar narrative, And those who are less sure, one former employee said of his sources.
Yes.
Quote, sometimes he'll say he has sources and he's been told a piece of news has been confirmed, but we wouldn't have that information. Later, we'd find out it was because a week earlier, we had a caller on the air who theorized about something and Alex then repeated it as a fact.
Which reminds us of POTUS.
Right.
God damn it.
Same MO.
That is disturbing. That's fucked up.
They say that Jones secretly was rooting for Obama to be reelected, reelected because he was nervous over the prospect of losing the polarizing president that had helped him usher in ratings gold.
Yeah,
that's
us
saying we don't want Trump to be impeached because it's helped our ratings.
No. If you're
which
a sane
it has,
person,
yeah. By the way, thank you.
Yes, thank you, universe. But the ratings ain't gonna matter if North Korea blows up the motherfucking planet.
Right.
Or whatever.
Some employees, the shift from what they saw as crusader journalism to content marketing for colloidal silver was jarring.
What is colloidal silver
Do you eat it? You drink, you eat it, you put it in enema. I don't know.
Colloidal silver.
It became, one former employee said it became a moral issue for me. It's why I don't work there anymore. So this is one of the true believers that was like, yeah, we're going to get rid of, we're going to upend journalism with the InfoWars. We're going to take down mainstream media. And then Jones is like, I'm going to sell prostate guard and big manly man stuff and colloidal silver.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
And they turned, and he turned into a sellout.
Damn.
The one dude who spent years working for Jones, trashed him as a snake oil salesman who sold out to Donald Trump.
God, he turned into Trump's cock holster.
Trump's
everybody's somebody's cock.
Everybody holster. Is somebody's cock holster.
That's right.
I would think I would agree. we got a bail. Thanks for joining us.
Oh shit! Thanks for listening to the Crabs, baby.
This lovely Thursday. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. iTunes, Stitcher. Leave a nice review, please, please, please. Crabdiving.com.
Tell your friends about us.
Go to. Don't forget, if you're buying anything on the internet, you can help us out here financially. It doesn't cost you anything. Whatever you buy at Amazon, we get a little commission. Go to our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
I'm a pioneer.
Don't forget that Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Ooh. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. At Rated R Comedy on the Instagram. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram. At Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we hope you have a great evening. Back tomorrow for Faithless Friday.
Bye bye.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.